Good morning. This is Shad Marston, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. It's good to be back in the studio, and today we will talk about some summertime pet tips, have some summer control on our volunteer wheat, along with covering all of our upcoming events being held right here in McPherson County, like tomorrow's McPherson County Farmers Market, or our upcoming annual pre-plant wheat school, August 23rd. But first, for today's Did You Know, that 4-H'ers are 2.3 times more likely to be physically active, are nearly 2 times more likely to plan to go to college, and are 3.4 times more likely to contribute to their communities when compared to youth who do not participate in 4-H. McPherson County just finished up our 4-H fair this last weekend. We had 4 days of county 4-H'ers exhibiting their 4-H projects here on the fairgrounds. I would like to take this time to thank all the volunteers and sponsors and livestock premium buyers for their support in building the youth of our 4-H in our community. Here are a few hot weather safety tips for pets. Keep them cool. As temperature rises, everyone and their pets flock outside to spend time in the nice weather, but warmer weather can be rough on your pets if you're not prepared. Hot weather related conditions like heat stroke, dehydration, are more common as temperatures rise, so it's important to pay attention to the signs if it's safe for your pet to be outdoors. Here are a few hot weather safety tips for your pets. Keep them cool. When the weather is hot, make sure your pet has plenty of options to stay cool. Cat and dogs only sweat through their paws, so it's important for them to not overheat. Their primary method of cooling off through the respiratory tract is panting, especially in dogs. Puppies and kittens even have a harder time self-regulating their temperature. Short-nosed, overweight, and senior pets are just some of the groups that are a higher risk of overheating and getting heat stroke. Keep them hydrated. Just like humans, cats and dogs can become dehydrated quickly in hot weather, and even a short amount of time outdoors can cause mild dehydration. Make sure you provide plenty of water around the house and bring water in a bowl if you head outside. You can also boost hydration by feeding them canned food and adding water to dry foods at each meal. Protect their paws. Walking on hot pavement can cause your pet's paws to burn. If it hurts to touch the pavement with the back of your hand, it's too hot for your pet's paws. Keep the pests away. Spending time outside exposes your pets to more pests that can cause harm. Flea and ticks thrive during the warm temperatures, as do mosquitoes, which carry and transmit heartworms to your dogs and cats. Make sure your pet is on a good, broad-spectrum, parasite-preventing medication. This includes indoor pets also, as parasites make their way inside through screens and even the bottom of your shoes. Call your local veterinary if you have any questions. In my farming segment, controlling weeds and wheat stubble is key this time of year. Producers should not wait for weeds to mature and produce seed when wanting to keep the fields clean and ready for planting. And remember, where volunteer weed has emerged after some fields have received heavy rains from Monday night, producers should begin controlling measures as soon as possible, rather than waiting until closer to planting time. This is especially important on fields where wheat has been haled out and volunteer wheat emerges shortly after harvest. Controlling the first lush of volunteer wheat now may require one more pass than normal later in the summer to control later volunteer, but will help prevent the bigger problems down the road. Producers should note that grazing volunteer wheat is not an effective option because there is green wheat material left that will enable the wheat curl mite to survive. Volunteer wheat within a half a mile of a field that we planted to wheat should be completely dead at least 2 weeks before planting wheat. Plan now to control your volunteer wheat. I do have the results for the different varieties of wheat at our 3 McPherson County wheat plots this year. You can stop by and pick up the results, or you can continue to give us a call at the office with your email address, and we would be happy to send the results sheets to you. On our events calendar, remember to stop by the McPherson County Farmers Market this Saturday back at the Roundtop building now that the 4-H fair is over and all cleaned up. You can check us out on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all the upcoming details. Each Saturday morning from now through October, the Farmers Market will open at 7:30 in the morning and run till noon right here on the 4-H Fairgrounds. Come meet all the different vendors that bring healthy, homegrown, homemade items to the Farmers Market. And lastly, I want all the wheat producers to mark on their calendar for the pre-plant wheat school, which will be held August 23rd at the First United Methodist Church here in McPherson. Please plan to attend our free meal and come listen to the K-State Research and Extension Wheat Specialist talk about ways of improving your fall wheat planting. Call the Extension office for RSVPs. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish you a safe and joyous Friday.